Natural Born Coaches, episode number 465.
Welcome to the Natural Born Coaches podcast, the place where smart coaches come to grow their businesses. Ready to take your coaching to the next level? Then you're in the right place. Here's your host, Mark Mawinney.
Want to get traction for your coaching business? Ready for those important first clients? Then Mark Mawinney's Your First Five Clients program is for you. This 8-week do-it-yourself program is easy to follow and will get your coaching business rocking and rolling. Head over to yourfirstfiveclients.com today.
Hey coaches, you are back with another episode of Natural Born Coaches, the podcast for your coaching business. I'm Mark Mawinney. I met today's guest, well, virtually met her not too long ago through mutual connection, and she and I had a great conversation primarily about LinkedIn because she's a real pro when it comes into it to LinkedIn. She is a marketing consultant specializing in LinkedIn lead generation. She is also a published author, international speaker, and entrepreneur. She's the founder of Wizard Media and Linked Blueprint. Pleased to have on the show today, Ximena Cortez. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me. I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. I hope I got your name right. Is that close?
You did. You did.
Okay. We'll have a buzzer or something. If I butcher your name, you got to hit the buzzer and I'll try it again, but that's okay. Good. So yeah, you are the LinkedIn person, which is why I want to have you on the show, because there's a lot of coaches who know they should be using LinkedIn, but they're not really using it. And they know they're leaving a lot of opportunities on the table by not using it. Why did you start using LinkedIn for your business?
You know, it was really out of my own necessity. So back in 2012, I started an SEO company. I'd been doing search engine optimization since 2009. I started my company in 2012 and, you know, 6 months went by and I only had one client. And it's not like I wasn't trying. You know, I kept going to networking events and I tried Craigslist. I tried direct mail. You know, I lost a bunch of money, didn't get much of a response. I even tried cold calling, and that I didn't do for very long because I hated that in particular. And it's a very antiquated form of marketing anyway. It doesn't really work. It's too interruptive. So anyway, long story short, 6 months goes by. My unemployment insurance had run out, and with one client, that was not going to pay the bills. So I started to look for a job. And as I was looking for a job, I was using LinkedIn, and I thought, man, the people that I wish were my clients are right here. You know, back then I was targeting doctors and attorneys. And, you know, at that point, I didn't have anything to lose. So while I was trying to find a job, I was also networking on LinkedIn, talking to the attorneys and the doctors and connecting with them and just kind of, you know, testing different strategies that I was learning about and thinking about. And, you know, within the next 2 weeks, I got my first SEO client from LinkedIn, an attorney that is still my client today. And then I was like, wow, I did in 2 weeks on LinkedIn, it took me 6 months to do with networking and BNI and meetings. And that was a lot more work and I hated doing it. And so from then on, once I saw how well LinkedIn works, when you do it right, there's obviously a right and wrong way to do it, then it can be incredibly powerful. And I was able to grow my business to six figures very quickly and then not need to go out and get a job. Yeah. Since then I've, you know, perfected my system and now I still do it for myself and I also do it for other clients as well.
So I know you tried other things before LinkedIn and you mentioned that part of the problem was that you didn't enjoy them. So that was probably affecting your results, but then they're very disruptive with cold calling and so on. Why do you think LinkedIn was so much more effective for you than the other forms of marketing that you tried?
Well, so for example, and in a form of marketing that a lot of people do is business networking events. And I'm not saying that they're not effective because they are. The one client that I got was from that. However, the challenge with that is that it's not very targeted. Like if you're going to like a BNI or a LITIP or something like that, because, you know, you go there and you're hoping to find somebody that needs your services. So number one, the people in the room may or may not need what you offer. Number two, they may or may not be your target audience. So right there, there's a lot of disadvantages. Number three, it takes a lot of time, especially for women. You got to add at least an extra hour, hour and a half, because we've got hair and makeup to do. Guys don't have to worry about that in driving time and all this. So
you guys make up for it with your driving time, though, so you're a little bit faster.
I guess it depends on what city you're driving in, but
yes.
But yeah, so you know, it's just not targeted on LinkedIn. You can be so specific as to who you want as a client and reach out to them. And then when you say the right things in the right sequence to that person, you can get their attention and get them on a call and figure out how you guys can work out a deal. Like some of my clients, besides getting clients from LinkedIn, they've had JV partners and people that they've become, in a sense, business partners with, all because, you know, they were very targeted about who they were looking for. And, you know, you can read somebody's whole background and expertise and what they're doing, what they're not doing, and figure out if that's somebody you want to do business with without even having to speak to them first. You can read it all through their profile.
You can stalk them.
Yeah. And then LinkedIn shows you if you stalk them or not, too.
Yeah, that's a problem with LinkedIn. You know, Facebook's great for ex-girlfriends and stuff. They never know. But yeah, LinkedIn, they can see it. I know that people are making a lot of mistakes when it comes to LinkedIn. But what's the biggest mistake that you see people making on the network?
Oh my gosh, so many. To pick just one, I would say, you know, trying to sell right away. A lot of people think that LinkedIn marketing is, okay, I connected with this person, they look like my ideal client, I'm going to send them a message and I'm going to try to sell them right away. And then when people do that, and I get those messages all the time, and I'm sure you probably do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, someone just bombards you with, hey, these are my services. And it's like, dude,
I'm about to connect this week. And if I don't hear from you, I'm going to message you every single week for the rest of your life, FYI. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of them. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. So there's a right and wrong way to do it. So that approach just doesn't work. You got to think of LinkedIn just like you were going to like a real networking event. You're not going to say your name and immediately talk about what you do, what it costs, and ask the person if they'd like to buy. You're going to maybe talk to them for at least another 5-10 minutes before you get to all that. You got to warm them up. You got to chit chat a little bit.
Exactly. So I know you mentioned doctors, lawyers, and the high earning professionals are obviously on LinkedIn, but who's LinkedIn for?
Really? Anyone in business. I mean, I know that sounds extremely broad, but I'm going to explain why. So for example, like the clients that I work with, most of them are business to business. They're business to business sales. They sell services to other businesses. So it works really well. But if you have a very specific target audience, like if you're targeting doctors or attorneys or contractors or, you know, whatever it might be. But additionally, even if you're not using LinkedIn to get clients, let's say you own an e-commerce business, right? Well, if you're selling products, maybe you want your product in retail stores or other websites. So then you can use LinkedIn to connect with those people and buyers from like big box stores and things like that. So LinkedIn can just be a place where you connect with the people that you need in this particular moment to take you from where you are to where you want to be in your career. And that can be anything. Some people might need investors, some people might want PR, some people might be looking for joint venture partners. It can be all kinds of things. You need to figure out what contact do you need for what purpose and see if they're on LinkedIn and figure out a campaign to get their attention and start working with them.
LinkedIn seems to have gotten a lot better the last few years compared to, do you remember years ago, like say 08, and it was at least what I found was a bit of a graveyard with just people post. It was just a place if you're looking for a job. It didn't seem very social. And it seems like over the years that they've incorporated things from Facebook that they liked or Twitter and different stuff like that to make it a lot more happening place. Because now I know it's a big difference in LinkedIn 2016 compared to LinkedIn 5 years ago.
Yeah, it has changed a lot. It is really active. People are starting to wake up to the fact that it's a real place for real networking. I mean, I've made some incredible connections through LinkedIn. Actually, you and I have a mutual friend, and I originally met him on LinkedIn. And as we're doing this interview right now, I am sitting in his home in Berlin. And that's somebody that I met through LinkedIn. Isn't that crazy?
So if anyone wants a free spot to stay in Berlin, we're going to put on the show notes page that coach's information. You feel free to hit him up and he'll give you a free room. He'll kill me. I'm not even going to mention his name because he'll get a couple requests, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know.
Screw Airbnb, you know, we just need to give his name and that's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got a 5-step system to making 6 figures with LinkedIn. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So this is what I was saying about having a system and saying the right things in the right sequence to your target audience. So, I mean, first and foremost, and this is not one of the 5 steps, but this is just kind of like a preliminary step that you need to do. figure out exactly who you want to target. So basically, go look at LinkedIn's advanced people search, look through the filters that you can filter people by, and then based on that, think about who it is at the company, like what title do they have, what company size do they work at, where are they located, are they currently in this position, or were they in the past in that position? All these things are filters that you can use on LinkedIn to find and hone in on your ideal audience. So you really need to figure that out first, because everything else that we do after that is going to depend on the who. So, and what I mean by that is, you know, step number one is rewriting your profile. So it's most profiles on LinkedIn, they read like resumes, and that's how LinkedIn intended for you to have your profile. However, the challenge with that is when you just write your profile like a resume, it's all about you and you don't really stand out because everyone else is doing the same thing. So then the question becomes, well, how can you be different? And the way that you do that, and this is what I tell my clients and my students, is write your profile as if it was a sales letter. So that's why it's so important for you to know who the who is that you're targeting, because the copy that we'll use for your profile is going to be directed at the people that you want as clients. The benefits that we talk about in your profile about working with you, the objections, that's all stuff that comes from the who you're targeting. And so then when you do that, what happens is you attract people without even trying. And then when you connect with people, once they read what you do, it subconsciously pre-sells them on your services. Step number one is very important. It's write your profile like a sales letter. Then step number two is reach out and connect with your target audience. So, and this is what I was saying, like figure out exactly who that is and reach out and connect with them. So now we're connected. Well, now what? So really, step number three is now to message them. But what you don't want to do is what everybody does, and that is, you know, start selling right away. So what we do is we usually put our prospects into a drip campaign. And so we message them at least three times before, you know, to give them multiple touches. And we tend to get the biggest response on message three. But we're not selling the whole time. You know, the first message is just providing value and expertise. The next one, we're asking for the meeting. And the next one, we're doing a combination of, you know, providing value and also asking for the meeting and letting them know exactly why we're contacting them, like why we want to talk to them. And that's really to talk about how you can help them. So, I mean, this approach works really well. And because of the way that we do it, because it's so value driven, there has been so many prospects that have sent me a message or my clients messages saying, hey, I really like your approach. I'm happy to get on a call with you tomorrow. They appreciate the fact that you're selling in this way. So that's step number three. Step number four is you want to track everything that you do and be consistent. So one of the things that we do is we keep track of all the leads inside of Excel so we know who we're connected with, what messages they've received, and what the notes on the conversation are, when we got to follow up with them. Because if you don't follow up, if you let leads fall through the cracks, that deal can be worth thousands of dollars and it doesn't happen. And then, of course, you know, step number five is closing the deal.
Right. So when you're working with someone, let's say I hire you and I say, I want you to implement all this for me, him and I don't want to deal with any of it. Are you sending the messages on my behalf? You have access to my account, right? And how do you talk in that person's voice? Because you're not, are you making it sound like it's me, or how's that work?
Yeah, I mean, all of the copy before it's sent out is approved by you, so you know what's going to be sent out. And then when somebody sends back a message that we don't know how to reply to, or we have a question about, you know, my assistant will reach out to you and ask you.
So it's not being sent out from me to some like high-powered CEO saying like, yo, dude, what's up, my man? Like, what's how's it hanging or something like that?
Right, exactly.
Just checking. So how long are you finding that takes results? You mentioned that the third touch is when you're usually seeing a lot of people coming around, but roughly how much time is it taking?
You know, it really depends on the campaign. And again, it just goes back to what I said earlier, saying the right things in the right sequence to the right audience. So sometimes with the first go at the messages that we create, we'll the campaign out of the box. So within the first 30 days, we're rocking. We know what numbers we have to hit to know that we're rocking. So sometimes it works out the first 30 days. Other times, it takes longer than that, because if people are not responding to the messages, we have to go back to the drawing board and test new messages, and that takes time. So it could be really anywhere between 30 to 90 days, depending on how quickly we can figure out what the right things to say in the right sequence is.
Okay. So the goal for what you're doing, it's not to sell them necessarily in a message on LinkedIn.
No.
That could be difficult. It's more to get the conversation to Skype or to phone, when then you can explore if it's the right fit to work together.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Okay. So I guess that can be applied really anywhere, not just LinkedIn, Facebook, or anything. I think a lot of people go for the jugular way too quick, and then they come across like a horny teenager on prom night trying to close a deal. And people don't want to do business with horny teenagers. No offense to any horny teenagers who listen to the show. But yeah, you have to be sort of a little bit smoother about it. Play hard to get a little.
Exactly. Yeah. It's just like dating. Exactly what you said.
I got it. So do you recommend that people invest in LinkedIn's premium account?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Everything we do is always off a premium account because you get more search results and you get to search more often. So that really helps. And then also, let's say like there's somebody that you reached out to connect with and they never accepted your request, then we can send them an email as well. So, you know, with a paid account, you get only 15 per month, but they do carry over. So then that's good.
Oh, okay. And just to put it in perspective, how much of the premium accounts, are they like 50, 60 bucks a month?
Yeah, they're $60 a month.
$60 a month. Okay, got it. And how much time do you think someone should be spending on LinkedIn? If they're not hiring someone like you, if I'm saying, hey, I'm going to do it myself, how long should I be on LinkedIn every week?
You know, I would say give it 30 minutes a day minimum, ideally an hour. I mean, we're pretty aggressive with our clients' done for you campaigns, but I mean, if you're just doing it yourself and just kind of starting out, you know, at least reach out to 25 people a day, you know?
25, okay.
At least do that, because that'll start getting you some results to the point where then you could hire somebody and then you can really ramp that up and you're just getting involved, you know, when somebody's interested in talking with you.
Yeah, it's all a numbers game, I guess.
Yeah.
So your goal when you're working with somebody is to, if you're reaching out on their behalf and reaching out to 25 people a day or whatever, you want to get a certain number of qualified calls set up, essentially. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, we reach out to more than 25 a day. I mean, we've got a team of people doing this. But our goal is to get our clients anywhere between 15 to 20 qualified calls per month.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're weeding out the ones that probably are going to be the tire kickers or... You're never going to have 100% closing rate, obviously.
But no.
You're going to be weeding out some of the ones that you don't want to be talking with. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Got it. So many questions about LinkedIn and then other things as well, because I know you do a lot of work with coaches with what you're doing. And I'm wondering if, what are you finding is the biggest issue the coaches out there are doing? It doesn't have to be anything specifically with LinkedIn, but just with coaching businesses in general. Is there a big problem that you're seeing?
There's a lot of problems. I think that the lead generation is probably the first one. I'm not talking to enough people. You have to get in front of enough people in order to have a consistent pipeline of leads to sell to. And then secondly, you got to know how to sell them. You know, we've had situations where, you know, we're getting a client a lot of leads and a lot of really good leads. And sometimes they'll drop the ball on closing them. And it's like, well, I mean, in some messages, the people were like, yeah, I'm ready to book you now to speak at my event. And then the client comes up and says, oh, we haven't closed anyone. And I'm like, this person said they were ready to book you. How did you not close that? I mean, how is this possible?
You're handing them a silver platter.
More.
Yeah. You can't fly to their office or to their home and get on the line with them and walk them through. There's got to be some skill involved on their end.
Yeah. So I really think that for a coach, the two biggest things that they need to learn, I mean, there's a lot of things surrounding a business, but this is the lifeline of your business is lead generation and sales. As long as those two systems are thought out, mapped out, and you're testing it and you're trying new things and you're always constantly working on improving them, you're going to have success.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned the importance of numbers because it does come down to a numbers game. And you'd think it'd be common sense that you got to talk to people who could hire you, but it's so easy in this business to get busy on stuff. And so we feel busy if we're working on the websites, the blog posts, the emails, whatever. But then you step back and say, wait a minute, I haven't talked to anybody today or this week that could hire me. And I think that's true with any business. My past life was real estate. Every single day with real estate, my goal was to talk to at least 20 potential sellers. So I would cold call then. And if I had 18 one day, the next day I made sure I had 22 to get caught up. And so it all averaged out. And right across the board, any sales you're in, it comes down to how many people every day are you talking with. Simple as that.
Yeah, no, absolutely agree. I mean, that's why LinkedIn is so powerful, because again, you can be so targeted, and as long as you're consistent, that's the thing that a lot of people don't do. If they're doing it themselves, like they'll be on LinkedIn today and maybe not log in for a couple of days and then go back in. And it's like, well, no, then you don't have a pipeline coming in all the time. You need to be consistent. So one of the things that I do, for example, on my calendar is there's a time every day where I follow up with the leads that I have, and I make sure that I've got new leads. And I keep track of everyone, and I know exactly when I need to follow up with everyone, and I put it in my calendar. If it's not on the calendar, it doesn't get done. But if it's there, I make sure that I get to it. And that's been really helpful as far as really staying on top of the lead gen and being able to get more clients.
It seems like you would enjoy the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. You ever watch that one with Alec Baldwin?
No, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. It's about a real estate office, and Alec Baldwin comes in to whip them into shape, but he's given them all leads. So there's a pretty funny scene there. Coffees for closers. You have to check. It's on YouTube. But that's what reminded me of as you're chatting. Just that's what it's all about. It's all about the leads. And the salespeople in the office are complaining. They're crummy leads. They're crummy leads. And he's like, it's not the leads, you know. You're all a bunch of losers. And he browbeats them and all this stuff. So, so what are you working on in your business here for the remainder of 2016 and into 2017?
I've got a lot of exciting things going on. Well, at the moment, I am in Europe. I'm going to be here for another month and a half, and then I go back home. I did a month in Barcelona. I did a couple of weeks in Monaco. Now I'm in Berlin. Then going back to Monaco and then Spain. I'm still working throughout this whole thing. And that's the beauty of having an online business, is as long as you've got an internet connection, it really doesn't matter where you are. So I've been kind of exploring that freedom a little bit. When I get back home, you know, I'm putting together a mastermind that is for top level professionals. It's invite only, and we're hosting it in Costa Rica in October. So literally as soon as I get off the phone with you, I am going to wrap up working on the website for that, and we're going to start inviting people. This will be the third mastermind that we do. It's really exciting. I love doing them. And then after that, I am off to Bahrain and Dubai to speak there. And I'm training one of the sheikhs of Bahrain out there. And then, you know, in the meantime, just always working on, you know, my business. I have got my 7-week LinkedIn program that we sell online, and I'm also working on my clients and always making sure that their campaigns are doing well. So got a handful of stuff to do between traveling and work.
And you're racking up the frequent flyer miles. No, that's good. And you're right. I love that about this business, is that you can do it anywhere. As long as you've got stable internet, you're off to the races. So that's great.
Yeah,
now there's a link that you'd give me before we started recording that I want to get to everybody out there. Can you tell us that link if they want to learn more about you and get some more tips about LinkedIn?
Yeah, of course. So if you go to thelinkedblueprint.com/webinar, that's going to take you to a workshop that I host several times a week. And it basically goes through our system of how we do our LinkedIn campaigns, but in much more detail than I was able to explain today. And it also gives you a message template that you can use sent to your connections that you would like to have as your clients. So what happens is when you opt in, you'll get your message template, then you'll send it out to your connections. And then during the workshop, I'm going to show you how to turn the people that respond into clients. So again, if you want to do that for coaches, this is extremely powerful. It's probably the best way you could possibly get a client. So I just want to go to thelinkedblueprint.com/webinar, and then I'll show you all my, well, not all my strategies, but some very important strategies on that workshop. And it's absolutely free.
Awesome. So we'll have that on the show notes page if you guys want to click on it. If you're driving now, don't do anything. Wait till you're landed. You go to the show notes page at naturalborncoaches.com/465, and you can get all the links and everything that we talked about. Well, Hemina, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. And congrats on everything you're doing with your coaching business. It's cool to see you doing so well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
We've had Ximena Cortez. She's a marketing consultant specializing in LinkedIn lead generation. So very important. Thanks to her. And thanks to you guys for tuning into yet another episode. I'm Mark Mawinney, and I'll see you on the next Natural Born Coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Natural Born Coaches podcast at naturalborncoaches.com. See you next time.